I'm David Fox. I'm the Director of New Student Orientation and Academic Initiatives at Penn, and I'm also a lecturer in theater arts with a specialization in American musical theater.
You did just teach a course that covered Carousel, didn't you?
I did. I teach a kind of an overview of American musical theater that really begins at the turn of the century and goes until today. And there's always a component on Rodgers and Hammerstein, and Carousel in particular is a show that I like to focus on because I think it's in many ways the apex of their work. For my taste, it is the deepest, most profound musical that they wrote. It builds on something that they were doing in Oklahoma, which was, I think, to focus on aspects of American culture and American values with a kind of seriousness that was very uncommon in musical theater at that time. And really, that's, as I say, I think it's at its strongest in Carousel, which is about complicated characters, flawed characters, living in difficult circumstances, in this case, a kind of blue-collar town without a lot of possibilities, feeling, in many cases, cornered. Julie and Billy Bigelow, who are the prominent couple, or romantic couple, I guess I should say, are really unusually authentic, deep, realistic for a musical of that time, almost unique. It's a musical that's often cited by more contemporary writers. Stephen Sondheim, in particular, has commented many times about Carousel and the influence that seeing it had on him as a young composer. Both Rodgers' music and Hammerstein's lyrics and book, just the depth of it. I think he came to understand that musical theater was capable of reaching further, handling more difficult subjects than I think we were used to thinking of for what was fundamentally often thought of as a kind of lightly comic form.
Could you just give a little synopsis of the scene or scenes that this song comes up in Carousel?
Sure. Well, as I say, it's the fundamental story is a romance between Julie Jordan, the girl who works in this town in Maine, and Billy Bigelow, who's a carousel barker. And we understand that he's a kind of a complicated character with a darker past, and that she's a fairly trusting young woman, and he really, in a sense, warns her about a romance with him, that he is a difficult guy to get to know, and that he's not a reliable person. They marry, she becomes pregnant, they have really no visible means of support, and he ends up, out of desperation, taking part in a crime where he's killed. The song "You'll Never Walk Alone" comes on the heels of the news that Julie gets that that Billy has died. And in fact, although the song is sung primarily by this supporting character, Nettie Fowler, who's a kind of matriarch in the town, it begins when Julie sings it as an attempt to kind of pull herself together, and then she can't finish the song. And Nettie takes over and kind of uses it as a moment to comfort her and to also sort of reinforce the importance of her rising to the challenge of being a young mother, which will soon be what she has to do, a single parent. We didn't use that phrase at that time, but that's how we would describe it now, I think.
And so then the message of the song and the words in the song, the message is one of hope, resilience?
Absolutely. But I think also hope and resilience in a particularly dark time. And Rodgers and Hammerstein, I think this is an interesting kind of character, this matriarch figure who is a sort of unifying force in the community, is a character that they've written in other contexts. In some ways, Aunt Eller, who shows up in Oklahoma, is like this. And later, the Mother Abbess in Sound of Music has a similar kind of a function. But Nettie, I think, is the most fully articulated character in this way.
Why do you think that it has caught on? Just because the message is so necessary?
Yes, I think it is. It's almost a overly obvious thing to say. I think it's a beautiful song with a universal message. And I think something about it kind of grabbed the public early on, and it has stayed with us. So, you know, it's sung by a female contralto, low-voiced female, often a kind of an opera singer in the context of Carousel, but it's been done out of context by men and women, pop singers, opera singers, and a kind of across a really wide spectrum. You know, there are famous versions of it by Judy Garland and Frank Sinatra from not that long after the show was originally done, but it was also done by Johnny Cash, by Elvis Presley. And I think it remains a song that one often hears at kind of public commemorative events, memorials. but also in a more hopeful context, because it is a piece that speaks to surviving something and moving forward.
Is there something else that we should know about You'll Never Walk Alone?
Well, I think that it's a kind of an essential Oscar Hammerstein kind of song. I think we associate him with optimism. He wrote a song in South Pacific called A Cockeyed Optimist. Hammerstein had been an active lyricist before his work with Richard Rodgers. And although I think he realized his fullest potential in that collaboration. But what I would say is he comes out of a time when lyricists were often very urbane, sophisticated. I'm thinking of people like Cole Porter or Ira Gershwin, that there was a lot of kind of elegance, but maybe a little bit also of superficiality about the way they wrote lyrics. And I think the simplicity of Hammerstein's writing is also its power, that there is something very basic and very essential. And audiences process it very fast, I think, because of its directness. It doesn't take us long to be sort of swept up in this because we're not analyzing it and decoding it. It really kind of speaks to the heart.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.